Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. 508-996-0500. And, of course, app chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Right now, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
Good morning.
You bicycle rider, you.
At least for a little while.
Don't stop. I loved riding bike for years, and the last time was quite a few years ago. I had my own bike. It was used from a yard sale. Bought it from an elderly couple in Fairhaven, and I'm telling you, I enjoyed that bike so much. I had the whole little hookup in behind my car. I would hook it on, go to the beaches. My main beach was Fort Phoenix. I miss it. When I saw you post that with your bike, I said, oh, it brought back. Now, listen, you can't buy a bike no more. That guy at the cyclery away up Hathaway Road there, near the highway? You can't buy a bike over there unless you've got a lot of money.
Well, the thing is, a place like that now, they're selling the good quality bikes that you have to pay a little more, because Walmart's selling bikes that are far less quality, and those bikes have gone up in price. So you used to be able to walk into Walmart and you could walk out with a brand new bike for $80. Now they're $280.
I know, but is that guy even still in business? He cannot be selling a lot of bikes.
Oh, no, he does a great business over there.
Well, you have to have a fat wallet to walk in there.
Well,
love to get a bike from there.
I mean, it's not like the best place to get bikes, in my opinion, for the longest time was Benny's. They were always having sales.
Oh, you got good quality bikes.
But what I would recommend is, if you want to ride a bike, because there's so many different things that are going on, find somebody that sells used bikes and just, pick up one of those. I got mine from Facebook Marketplace. I paid $35-40 for it, and it's great. And then there was a guy in Middleborough for a long time that would repair bikes and put them in his yard. So what you're getting there is you're getting good quality bikes that have been, tuned up and made ready to go, and you're paying a lot less than you will for a brand new one that might not necessarily be as good of a quality.
I do still have, don't laugh, I do still have a three-wheeler with a basket on it. It's up in Fairhaven in my daughter's garage, because you can't bring it over here where I live. Over here where I live in this building, I don't know, they do things wrong here. You can't have your bike in your apartment, but they have a bike shed. It's a room down in the garage where whoever has a bike in there, they get the key to that door. But all kinds of things happen to your bike down in that room. So I know a guy that lives here. He brought his brand new bike that his wife bought him for Christmas, and he brought it in the apartment, and he knew better, but he still did it. He didn't trust it, and that was a violation. And they told him if they caught him again, he's going to have to get rid of the bike or he's going to be evicted. I don't understand. What's wrong? If you've got a little spot in your apartment and you can bring your bike in there so that you can protect your bike, there's nothing wrong with it. There's so many rules here that are crazy, just crazy rules. I'm sorry. I can't throw my garbage out unless it's 8:30 in the morning. Anytime before that, you're going to pay a fine if you're caught, because they got cameras here,
Oh, wow.
It's just terrible. If I have a bike again, I want it in my apartment. I don't care. It fits in the elevator. I should be able to get it upstairs.
Yeah, I thought most people that have apartments usually keep their bike in it, and they'll, they might hang it on the wall like on Seinfeld, but a lot of people like to keep it in a side room or in a side hallway or what have you. Yeah. I would keep mine inside if I had an apartment.
If enough people got together here that own bikes, they they might be able to change things around here, but it's very hard to change rules they have here. It's like wasting your breath, you know.
I'm just going to keep mine here at the station because the bike path's right behind us. So if I'm going to ride it anywhere, it'll be here anyway.
Oh, that's great. I was up there many times with the three-wheeler when I lived in Fairhaven. But now that I'm here, I'm not going to keep on going over there to get it out of the garage, bring it out, go down there. And there was no gears on it. It was an old one where you got to pedal your own weight. I was getting tired of doing that. You've got to have some kind of a gear on it where you can lighten it up a little bit.
No, see, I don't like gears. I don't like having to ride anything with gears. If I had a bike that had gears, I never change gears. I just like to pedal, and I like to be able to just go backwards to stop, and that's why I got a beach cruiser, because it does all the things that I like about a bike.
Yeah, but you see, you lost all that weight too, so it's kind of easy on your legs and your knees and all. But somebody that's still kind of large, I'm not no skinny mini here, and I would have to have something to help me a little bit, but I miss riding bike. I really do. But that cycling, I mean, I've seen some nice ones out in the front in the summertime that they put outside. But I mean, like I said, you need a fat wallet to go over there. And Walmart, forget it. Don't even bother to get a bike at Walmart.
Yeah, I bought one at Walmart years ago. And back when you could get them, you know, for $80-$90, I bought one, took it out into the parking lot and rode it around the parking lot and then brought it back in and returned it because I was just like, not doing it. Not riding this one.
That's right. And they used to have, I don't even know if they still do. I never looked, but they used to have the treadmill. I bought a treadmill at Walmart once, and it went right back to the store. It's cheap stuff. They named Westlow and stuff like that. I mean, they're rotten, but they have the nerve to sell it. So that's all I want to say. Keep your bike going. Keep it going, buddy. Keep it going.
Well, thank you.
One of these days, you'll pass me on the bike path. I'll probably be walking or running or something.
Well, I brought it in because one of my coworkers likes to ride her bike down the bike path in the summer. And so we're like, all right, we'll ride together at like a lunchtime.
That's great.
But,
that's good.
I don't think she realizes that it's going to be a while before I can keep up with her because she rides all the time.
Oh, but you'll do it. Oh, I have no doubt. You'll do it. Keep it going. Keep it going.
Will do.
All right.
Have a good day. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
And if I had my way, I would just ride a BMX bike. I'd love to get like a 24-inch BMX bike. I'd really like to get the bike that I wanted when I was a kid and we couldn't afford a GT Pro Performer. But I'm still way too big to ride one of those. I'm not too tall. I'm the right height. I'm the same height as, 12-year-old, 14-year-old kids. So that's not a big deal. But I still have, too much weight to ride one of those. And my knees will be bumping up against my stomach and all that. So maybe if I lose some more weight, I can give one of those a try. But this is just a beach cruiser. And my ultimate dream bike would be a nice 1950s Huffy. I'd like to get a Black Phantom, find one of those somewhere. I mean, I've seen them around, but I just can't afford the prices for them. But that's always the kind of bike that I've liked. Is a nice like 1950s Huffy or Columbia, Schwinn. No, the Schwinn's the Black Phantom, yeah. But I'd like one of those 1950s bikes. And for a while, in 2020, when everybody was stuck at home, that's when I was really riding a bike. I was walking. At the time, I had just been diagnosed diabetic, so I was walking a mile every day. And I said, you know what? I think I want to do. I'll do my mile walk at night, but I think I'd like to do a couple miles on a bicycle in the morning. And so I was trying to find a bike and I was putting out on Facebook, if anybody has a bike they don't want, because people were going out and buying bikes because they're stuck at home and they needed to do things recreationally that they could socially distance. So I was like, if anybody has a bike they don't want, let me know. And I went through a couple different trying them out and fixing them up. And, if I didn't, and then I would just put it out in front of my house if it was one that I didn't want to use. And then finally I found this one. And I was like, I can ride this one. I can stick with this one. No gears. It's not too heavy. I can maneuver it around. And at that point I was, even when I lost weight, I was 50 pounds more than I was now. But I still, riding it down the path yesterday and hearing it creak and wobble around, I was like, I'm just going to go over this thing with a, just going to get the wrench and tighten all these bolts a little bit. It's been sitting, it was in a storage unit that's gone through the seasons, the hot and the cold and all that. So it's, you know, it's going to need some time. And I haven't even gone over yet this morning to check to see if the tires held air overnight. One of them I filled up no problem, sounded great. The other one sounded really weird when I was filling it up. So I'm like pretty sure that's going to need a new tube. But that's the great thing about bicycles. We had to learn how to fix them when we were kids, and they're still just as easy to fix today. That's why I don't get into gears and all that, because then you've got derailleurs and all that kind of stuff, and you start taking it apart and it gets confusing. I don't know how to do all that, but I can do a simple pedal and handlebars and two wheels setup. That's what we used to do, is we would take junk bikes. My grandfather was a junk man. He'd drive around in the mornings before the trash came and pick through and turn things around and sell it for money. And he would find bikes and we'd bring them back to, he had a little shed in his yard. We'd bring them back there and we would fix them all up. My cousin, when he moved to Halifax, would go to the town barn and take the bikes that people dumped off and didn't want anymore, and he'd fix them all up. And that's what you've got to do today, because it's too expensive to get a bike in the store if you go to like a Walmart or something and you're not getting the quality. If you want to go to a place like yesteryear and spend the money, yeah, you're going to do very well with your bike and you're going to have it for a long time. But the ones that they sell in Walmart and Target, they're not built to last. And certainly don't leave them outside. 508-996-0500. Good morning, Lamone. How you doing?
Good morning. I got my very first BMX, Mongoose bike from Bob Hanna. You know Bob Hanna? You ever see him?
I know it's Bob Hanna here, but I don't think it's the same Bob Hanna.
He's a BMX guy. He was before the X, for the X Games, the King X from the 70s. And
we're getting a click on your phone, Lamone.
Oh, that was because I was moving, you know, trying to climb up this pole. Ooh, it's kind of nippy. And so, like I said, that's where I got my bike from, my first bike, my Mongoose. I got a couple of questions for you also. Before I ask you, since you lost weight, have your feet gotten smaller?
No, my feet are the same size. Certainly my ankles have gotten smaller, but my feet have not changed size. Although I did really, you know, I've started buying different shoes. I always just wore Nike sneakers and that was it. But I started wearing different shoes and realized my feet are different sizes in different shoes.
I think did you ever get to wear those Yeezys I sent you? I think they would have been really comfortable. I was trying to keep them from the belt.
Again, I wouldn't have worn them even if you really did send them.
And this is just as the stuff started going out. I sent it to you before, just as that stuff started going out when he was like all talking all anti-Semitic. That wasn't too fun. So, but all right, I got a few questions for you. All right,
rapid fire, because I only got a couple minutes.
Did you talk to Dave yet?
No, not yet.
It'll be the 26th, not the 22nd. If you pass it on the 26th, and you let me know by the weekend, so I can know what I need to do. And so I'm also. So you also know yesterday, Eric Carmen died.
Yes.
You know, and I remember telling Prince a long time ago, you know. I told him, you know what, if you ever watch this, I showed him on things. Doesn't he look like you guys look so much alike? You know, when he sang on American Bands and he said All By Myself, you sing that on there. He looked like if you go to...
Lamone, this click is getting too difficult to deal with.
All right, I'm standing out here on the pole, you know. I'm not wearing any heels or anything. I'm up on the pole, so it's not like I'm... is this better?
That's better, yes.
All right. So, yeah, but if you look at him, you got time to look at the, you know, through your break, you can see where he's like wearing one piece, like a jean jumpsuit. And it's like, this, if you see that, he's singing All By Myself on Dick Clark show, you know.
Yeah, I've seen that clip, yeah.
So does it look like Prince?
Yeah, okay, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
And so another thing, all right, did you ever look at those? Look at that picture I sent you with Muhammad Ali.
Yes, I did. Yep.
Did you catch any other ones? You saw like the first one was Jimmy Carter, right?
Yeah, but some of them were not great likenesses.
I want to point something. You see Batman, right? You saw Batman. There's like a you'll see Lex Luthor right next to Batman and Jimmy Carter. But then there's others. There's a whole bunch of, it's like, Did you? Can you name me the other ones you saw?
I can't think of them. I got to hold you there, Lamone. This phone is just too much for me to deal with, and I got to take a break anyway.
You missed the Jacksons. Like I said, no. You missed John Wayne. I don't want to teach you, but you got to listen to
it. I'll give it a better look. I'll blow it up on the big screen and take a look at it.
I appreciate that, young man.
All right.
And I hope all you guys out there in your neck of the woods have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your week. And like I said, the weekend's not that far away.
No, we hit hump day, so we're on our way there. All right, you have a good one.
I like humping.
All right, that is Lamone out in Las Vegas. That phone was getting rough. And by the way, if you don't know what we're talking about when he says he's up on the pole, that's the running bit on Spooky South Coast, because his phone is always so terrible. We told him, you know, you can't call in if your phone's that bad. So he says he goes out and he climbs the telephone pole and plugs in at the top of the telephone pole. And so it should be the clearest possible signal. And then we still get it sounding like that. So I don't know. Sounds like his battery might be dying or something. Anyway, good. Take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and get involved in the conversation.
App.
Welcome back in. And I was just informed of an organization in New Bedford where if you have a bike that needs repairs, Youth Opportunities Unlimited's community bike shop operates out of the West Beach Boathouse. It's going to open back up in the spring. And when you bring your bike down there to have it repaired, it's done by local kids learning how to do bicycle repair. So you can find out more about that at unb.org, Y-O-U-N-B, for Youth Opportunities Unlimited, YOUNB.org/community-bike-shop. So check that out, and if you have a bike that needs repairs, you can go see them, and kids learn valuable skill, and, you know, you can get your bike fixed. So thanks, Kristen, for letting me know about that. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I saw good. How are you? I saw your picture, too. It came out. Oh, that's awesome. You look so cute on that bike.
I look sweaty and worn out.
I thought you, first, I put it on. I turned it on the Facebook, and I saw it. I said, I thought you were one of those bicycle cops.
I think the kids that were on the bike path thought I was, too. They're like, oh, here comes the undercover bike cop. Look at this guy.
Oh, that's nice. I used to have a Stingray. I used to love my bike.
Oh, yeah. Those are great bikes.
Yeah. And then we had a sissy bar on the back.
Mm-hmm. The banana seat? Did you have the banana seat?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. I used to love that. I had it for years. Those were made really well. And I never popped a wheelie on it, but the kids in the neighborhood, this is in Danvers, this was years and years ago, they used to all get together and pop wheelies down there, but I'd just ride on the side. But even though I had the sissy bar.
I got my first bike when I was, I think, because I didn't know how to ride a bike until I was like 8 or 9 years old. And so I got my first bike, I think it was for my 9th birthday. And my parents, you know, I told them I wanted a bike, and I also wanted one of these sweaters that were like popular at the time. And when I woke up on the morning of my birthday before I went to school, my mom gave me, you know, my gift, and it was this sweater, and I was able to wear it to school. And I was like, all right, this is great. And I wasn't expecting to get a bike. And then she's like, all right, go take a shower before you leave for school. And when I went up and I pulled back the shower curtain to take a shower, there was a brand new Columbia BMX bike in the tub.
Oh, wow. Wasn't that nice?
So all I said was, wow, it's a good thing I opened the curtain before I turned the water on. But I had that bike for a good 10 years and rode it for 10 years. So, I mean, it certainly lasted.
They were made well.
So.
Yeah, they were made well then. Now, I don't know. But yeah, I had mine for a long time. I think we moved, we brought it here.
Now you only get a couple years out of them if you're buying them at Walmart, you know. So and don't leave them outside because they'll rust overnight.
Oh, yeah. No, I used to bring it in the house, put it in the cellar.
We used to just leave our bikes out in the backyard. Wherever you rode in, you just dropped them and they were fine, but not anymore.
That's right.
All right.
That's good, but it's a nice picture. See you later.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
And callers, hang on. We will get to you when we come back from the news. But right now, I've got to go in the newsroom with a guy who is no stranger to bicycles, Phil Devitt.
A vote to ban TikTok scheduled for today. A popular American author rescued in Haiti. And Neil Young returns to Spotify.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
House Republicans are moving forward with a vote on a bill that would effectively ban TikTok in the U.S. A vote on the measure is scheduled for today. It would require the app's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, to sell to an American owner in an attempt to address national security concerns. More than 170 million TikTok users saw notifications last Thursday urging them to complain to their House representative about the bill. The political stage is set, and it will be a rematch for the White House in 2024. President Biden and former President Trump each clinched their respective party's nomination Tuesday. Trump had this to say.
Now we have to get back to work because we have the worst president in the history of our country. His name is Joe Biden, sometimes referred to as Crooked Joe Biden, and he must be defeated.
Biden, for his part, issued a statement warning that, quote, freedom and democracy are at risk here at home in a way they have not been since the Civil War. Recent polls show the two essentially dead even in the race for office in November. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has a short list when it comes to his running mate on the independent presidential ticket. On Tuesday, it was reported Kennedy's been in talks with NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as well as former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura. Kennedy later confirmed the two were at the top of his list for potential running mates and said he's been speaking with Rogers pretty continuously for the past month. Author and columnist Mitch Albom and his wife are among 10 people who've been rescued from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Michael Kastner reports.
The group from Michigan was at Albom's Have Faith Haiti Orphanage, and their rescue was coordinated partly by Republican Congresswoman Lisa McClain. Albom, the author of Such a Claim Works, as Tuesdays with Maury, says they're grimy and exhausted, but safe, and that he's worried for everyone who remains stuck in Haiti after the government folded. I'm Michael Kastner.
The attorneys for a Boeing whistleblower found dead over the weekend are speaking out. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside of a South Carolina hotel. He was known for speaking out about Boeing's production standards after working for the company for over three decades. Though the coroner's office said Barnett's death was the result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, Barnett's attorneys are calling on Charleston police to investigate further. In a statement, they said they did not see any indication that Barnett would take his own life. And Neil Young is making his return to Spotify. The 78-year-old rock star left the streaming service in protest back in 2022 because of COVID misinformation on the Joe Rogan Experience. On Tuesday, Young said he was returning to Spotify because, quote, Apple and Amazon have started serving the same disinformation podcast features.
WBSM Sports. Brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Celtics beat the Utah Jazz 123-107 last night. They're home to play the Phoenix Suns on Thursday. The Bruins head to Montreal to play the Canadiens on Thursday. And the Red Sox play the New York Yankees in spring training today at 1.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Wishing you a lovely morning. Mostly clear skies out there in the mid-30s as we head into the afternoon. Plenty of sunshine. Let's soak it all in and take advantage of that vitamin D. Temperature around 50. Light southerly breeze, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, a little bit of cloud cover. Temperature is dipping into the upper 30s. For tomorrow, we'll be enjoying mostly sunny skies in the mid-50s. Turning a bit unsettled by the end of the week. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
I'm a scat man. I'm a scatman.
That'll be in your head for the rest of the day. 508-996-0500, or you can hit me up on App Chat or Open Line Voicemails on the WBSM app. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Spooky Tim.
How's it going?
I don't know how it's going, but it's going. Hey, you never fail to come up with music that I've never heard before with that Scat Man song, I'll tell you. You have regular music, but you come up with some other things, too. I don't know how you do it.
Well, I grew up in the era of Dr. Demento, so like I like the weird and the stranger things. And you know,
is that a Dr. Demento playlist?
It was not, but it was certainly something that was a weird. The first time I ever heard that song, I walked into Sears. And they had like all those TVs they used to have hanging down playing music videos. Yeah. And I saw that and I was like, this is nuts. This has got to be like a Dr. Demento type song. But no, it was that was on MTV. Like it was in heavy
who's
rotation.
Who's the guy that made that? Do you know offhand?
His name is Scatman John. And he brought back scatting into music. Like all of his songs had scatting in it. And it was, you know, he had a very, very good career. He was more popular in Europe than he was here. But you know, he has really good songs that combine, you know, that old style with modern dance beats.
Well, I thought the weirdest I ever heard was David Seville with the Chipmunks, but I guess...
oh, I can beat that. Yeah, I've got weirder than that.
Can. Reason I called was about the bicycling. I don't do bicycling anymore. I'm happy that I can walk around and have a little mobility myself. But I do live up near the... bicycle shop, and I have, you know, reason to go by there because I go to Cumberland down below where Charlotte Diner used to be. Yeah, I frequent there. I don't know if the lady that called before noticed, but in the corner, and I've never been in there, he has a used bike area. I don't know if you needed a bike, and if she needed a bike, she could get one cheaper there. You know?
Yeah, that's somebody sent me a text about that too, and I knew that they had used bikes there. I just don't know like how many they have at any given time. And I remember because there was a story a few years ago when there were some kids that stole some bikes that were outside yesteryear, and the owner like was, you know, saying like, I don't know why these kids had to steal bikes from me. You know, I would have given them bikes if they needed them and couldn't afford them. And that kind of stood out to me. I mean, that's Kim's a good guy over there, so I'm not surprised. But still, it's just surprising to me that, you know, people don't take advantage of buying used bikes and would rather instead go to Walmart and buy one of these things that are going to fall apart.
Well, again, I don't know. You know, I've never gone in there. I see all the bikes that he has in there. I think he's made his money in that business over years. So I don't know what the prices would be in the used bike, but it's tucked in the corner as usually you go by if you don't. And then again, he's got everything out there. And one of the things I laugh about him, too, is every so often he'll put he's got like a sign that he can put sayings on and things like that. And he comes up with humorous stuff and things like that. So he's not open all the time either, too. I notice when I go by sometimes he's closed, and I don't think he has a full week there open. But that's just from going to Cumberland Farm and going by his place and not actually, you know, going in and seeing what's going on. Those days of biking for me are over. Glad I can still drive my car to get to Cumberland. Again, though, the bike stuff, as a driver, in the past, once you passed the bike, that was it. You didn't have to worry about the bike. But now today with the... I guess some of these bikes that are electrified and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes a guy right by you after you've passed them, you know. So it's one additional thing to look out for when you drive in today's modern world. And, you know, the bank's falling apart again. Once again, better things from China. That's what it must be, you know. You get that price point, but you don't get the quality that you used to get from the American bike companies, and England, too, as I remember when I was a kid. Raleigh is what I remember most.
Yeah, I had a Raleigh. My first 10-speed was a Raleigh, and it was a really nice bike, but it was, you know, just 10-speeds are just too complicated for me.
Well, I couldn't afford a 10-speed. I had a 6-speed bike, believe it or not, from Vandal Cyclery. I don't know. You probably don't remember that. It was up on Dartmouth Street there. And, you know, that's why I had a 6-speed bike. It was a little different, you know.
Well, I mean, we didn't pay a lot for mine either. It came from a yard sale. My grandmother bought it at a yard sale for like $20, so.
Well, you got a deal then.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I've ever bought a brand new bicycle except for that time I got one for my birthday. Every time else, it's always been a used one, except for that time I bought one at Walmart and went right back in and returned it.
Well, again, now, you know, like we had an older guy, too, buying things and stuff like that, cars. As long as I can buy a car that gets me from point A to point B, that's what I'm, you know, happy with. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to buy a car today with the prices and, you know, what it costs you to put a car on the road. So an aged model that gets me from point A to point B, that's fine with me, you know, that sort of stuff. Again, sometimes I think we're going backwards instead of forwards, you know.
Yeah, no, I feel it.
All right, my friend. Nice talking to you. Stay healthy.
You have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And 508-996-0500. Yeah, I mean, I the only brand new bike I ever had was that one, the Columbia BMX I got when I turned nine. And then I think it was nine, eight or nine. And then when I tried to buy a bicycle, I just was not impressed by it. Just riding it around the old Wareham Walmart parking lot on the east side of town, bringing it back in and returning it and saying, I'll just find a used bike somewhere. And I ended up not finding one for a while. But then the Standard Times pitched to me an article. Hey, do you want to write an article about yard sales? I was like, yeah, I love yard sales. Like, I know that's why John Comey says, I know that's why I pitched it to you. And so I got to write an article about, you know, going out. I went out for a couple of different weeks, you know, a couple of weeks, went to different towns and different neighborhoods and went and wrote about what I got at these different yard sales and what I saw at them. And at one of them, which was in, I think it was in Mattapoisett, I got a really, really nice brand new mountain bike. And I had that for a number of years, left it in the same gear all the time. And my neighborhood is, you know, hills up and down. But I just left it in the same gear because I don't like changing gears. And then as I gained weight, I just couldn't ride it as well anymore. And so I ended up getting rid of it, gave it to somebody that could actually use it. And then when I started losing weight originally, way back in 2020, which I gained back, I was looking for another bike and I just went on Facebook Marketplace. And there's a ton of them on there. So I had to go to Fall River to pick this thing up, and I'm picking it up in my little Mazda, shoving it in the back seat, but I got it and it was a great bike. I pulled it out yesterday and I was like, I don't remember there being this much rust on it. Certainly there's, you know, dirt and dust on it from sitting in there, but I don't remember there being that much rust. So I got to start cleaning some of that up, but I know what'll end up happening is I'll just decide to get a different bike. So stay tuned. I might have a bike for somebody if you need one. 508-996-0500. Hey, if you're waking up now and you're just getting ready to leave the house and you're hungry and you want to get yourself some breakfast, well, the best place to go for that is Just Another Phoenix Restaurant on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth. Why? Because they've got all of your breakfast favorites. You want hash and eggs, you want sausage and eggs, bacon and eggs, a cheese omelet, ham and cheese omelet, whatever it is that you like to have in the morning, waffles, pancakes, whatever it might be. You can get it all at Just Another Phoenix. People go crazy for their cheese rolls because their cheese rolls can be stuffed with whatever you want in them. Bacon, sausage, broccoli, cheese, whatever you want in there, they can stuff it in there. And I always say they've got some of the best home fries on the South Coast. But you can also get some of their creative, unique, special ideas where they come up with things like s'mores French toast, where they come up with things like the Elvis, peanut butter and banana French toast, omelets with things like barbecue chicken or sausages and marinara. So many great ideas that they have there. And they're not afraid to try anything. And you shouldn't be afraid to try it either, because everything I've ever had at Just Another Phoenix is delicious. And you can get their entire menu through their drive-thru window. So even if you don't have time to sit down in a restaurant and have breakfast, you can still have a delicious restaurant breakfast by going through the drive-thru window. So check out Just Another Phoenix. They're located at Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth. And follow them on Facebook so you can always find out what those specials are. All right, I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments.
getting sticky. All the time it's getting strong. No way of dealing with this feeling. Can't go on like this too long.
Okay, so yesterday when I was out riding my bicycle, I was listening to Amazon Music, and it, you know, I selected the My Playlist option where it just feeds you songs based on what you've listened to, and that pops up. And that's a newly released song that's only been out for a couple of days now. That is Sheryl Crow covering Peter Gabriel's 1992 track, Digging in the Dirt. And that was, it's one of my favorite Peter Gabriel songs. But it was always, I felt, underappreciated. It's a song people didn't really remember. And she has a new album coming out called Evolution. And on that album, she wanted to cover this song. And actually, Peter Gabriel appears on that track. And it's musically not that different from the original. But her voice makes it a different song. I love Sheryl Crow anyway. But man, what a great team up that is. The two of them together, and that song sounds even more powerful with her voice in this new version of it. It's a song that he wrote when he was going through a divorce and going through therapy. And it's a very raw song, and she just adds even more power to it. So, and the two of them being on it together, win. So if you are a music fan, if you are a fan of either Sheryl Crow or Peter Gabriel, make sure you check that out. Sheryl Crow's cover of Digging in the Dirt. 508-996-0500. So we were talking earlier about the changes in the reclassification of shellfishing in New Bedford Harbor. We have the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app with all the details. But it's not as bad as has been characterized by people, certainly on social media. Some of the folks that were calling in here, certainly the way it was presented to the Fairhaven Select Board, you know, it sounded more doom and gloom than it is. But it is still a big change to the way things are done now. But hopefully it doesn't have to be a permanent change. And it's certainly a better change than what was originally proposed, which would have been shutting down 103,000 acres of New Bedford Harbor, of Buzzards Bay, rather, for shellfishing. And instead, this alternate plan from the Department of Marine Fisheries was able to cull that back to only being just under 12,000 acres. And again, this is related to the outflow of the wastewater treatment facilities in New Bedford and Fairhaven, but it's a point that the DMF official that was, you know, I was in a meeting yesterday with, a conference call yesterday with, made it a point to point out that the problem isn't these treatment facilities. And that I've seen a lot of people in the comments, and I'm sorry, you're just not educated enough on the topic. And granted, you didn't have the information until the story came out, but the story is out there now. Whether you choose to read it from WBSM, New Bedford Light had something. Standard Times had something. I think they did. Not sure. Maybe not. But, you know, the story's out there now. So read it wherever you get your news from. And read the facts of the matter, which is that it's not about the water coming out per se, because that water is safe. That water is meeting all the levels it's required to meet. The plants are doing everything that they're supposed to do. The problem is, the quahogs don't filter those particles out quickly. It takes 1,000 gallons of ocean water to make up for 1 gallon of the outfall water that these quahogs take in. So they have to filter through another 1,000 gallons before they've cleared that all out. So that's the problem, is that it just They're a filter system, so it takes longer. But as the DMF pointed out, nobody has gotten sick that they're aware of in the years that this has been going on. However, the FDA wanted changes to be made, so they had to make some changes. All right, I'm going to take my final break of the hour. We'll be right back. All right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.